Time is 8:07. Beautiful start on this Friday in North Central Wisconsin at our Bull Falls studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Fair skies, temperature stands at 57 degrees. Lots of blue skies, lots of sunshine. It is a bit breezy out there, and it almost feels like an early fall day as opposed to early summer, but still a very nice start, and very glad you could join us to wrap up the work week here on the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, in the second hour at 9:20, we'll be joined by Paul Micklick, the Newman Catholic High School football coach, track and field coach, athletic director. He comes in, talks Wisconsin sports with us to wrap up the week, head towards the weekend. He'll be with us again at 9:20 this morning. Normally in the first hour of the show on Friday, we're joined by Mike Clements, our Bull Falls Radio and Civic Media sports reporter. But Mike had a little bit of dental work done, a little oral surgery this weekend. He's in recovery mode right now, so he will not be with us today, but he'll be back again next week. We will be joined in just a few minutes at 8:20 by meteorologist Brittany Merlot. She will share the information on what we can expect this weekend weather-wise. And also coming up in the second hour of the show, we're going to wrap up the first week of our Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Started on Monday. We've done it all week. We will do it again next week. As seven times a day, every other hour, the host of the program gives you a keyword for your chance to win. It starts in the 7 o'clock hour with Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. It continues in the 9 o'clock hour on this program. Then at 11 o'clock, Jane Mantanair on Air, will have a keyword as well. Todd Alba at 1 o'clock, Maggie Dawn at 3, the Devil's Advocates at 5, and then Nightlight with Pete Schwaba at 7 o'clock, your final chance. And each of these hours, we have an hourly winner, so seven different winners during the course of each weekday during this Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Every hour, somebody wins a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. And also, at the end of each day, there's a drawing where a winner receives a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and these are terrific seats, really, really nice seats. And every day, somebody who sends in the keyword, and again, if you play it all seven times, you have an opportunity to have seven different chances to be drawn at the end of the day. And then at the end of our 2 weeks, coming up at the end of next Friday, there will be a grand prize winner. In fact, there'll be two grand prize winners. Our two winners will have a choice of a unique summer staycation getaway, complete with gas to get you there and back. The choices are Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake, including a pontoon boat, a Lake Geneva stay at the Harbor Shores, and a Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. Again, two grand prize winners will be drawn. And again, the more times that you play, the more chances you'll have for the final drawing. In fact, even if you win an hourly prize or a daily prize, you're still eligible to win the grand prize. So you could actually, theoretically, win three different prizes during the course of these 2 weeks. So again, make sure you tune in each of these seven different times during each weekday. And also, again, stick around for this show. After 9 o'clock, I will give you our keyword for this hour. Again, there's a different keyword every hour. So if you hear a keyword, say, at 7 o'clock, and at 7 o'clock it was pontoon with Pat Kreitlow, that will not work in the 9 o'clock hour. Those are just for those 1 hour time frames. I will have a new keyword coming up after 9 o'clock. So again, make sure you tune in. Again, to win, all you have to do is open up the Civic Media app. The fifth station down is Bow Falls Radio. Click on that, and then you'll see a streaming option. You'll see a button to send us an email. You'll see a button to open up our website. You'll have a button to call us up. And then there's a button that says text. And all you do is hit the text button and then just put in the one word keyword, and then hit send, and you'll be part of the drawing for the hourly prize, for the daily prize, and for the grand prize. And we'll do that coming up after 9 o'clock this morning here on Bull Falls Radio. Before we continue, need to say good morning to our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Morning, Chen.
Well, you were back at it last night. You started the second big weekend of Cole Porter's Anything Goes with the Wausau Community Theater.
That's right.
Over at the UW Center for Civic Engagement at UWSP at Wausau. And last night was the early start in terms of the evening performances. Most of these evening performances are at 7:30. Last night was the one that was at 6:30, I think, because it was a work night. You probably wanted to make sure people were able to go and see the show and then get back and get to bed to get ready for work on Friday morning in plenty of time. But I guess, how did it go? Did you have because now you are exactly halfway through the run. That's the fourth performance.
That's right.
You have four more performances to go. How did it go last night?
Honestly, I thought that last night was a good performance. I think we had a fairly large size audience. They were very enthusiastic. Lots of laughter at a lot of the jokes in the show. Lots of cheering, especially at the end of the big dance numbers. I mean, it was really refreshing to hear that, because it's always nice to get that audience reaction. But you never expect it to be, like, that big.
Hmm.
And it really was. And at the end of the show, as we were finishing up our bows, we got a nice standing ovation from quite a few people. So, and talking with the people after the show, they were very much enjoyed it. Lots of good reactions, and I think this show is really impressing people.
That's great. I mean, that is fantastic. And again, the response is not because, well, we feel like we should do it. It's very natural at a theater.
Yeah.
It really is. Whenever I've been there, you know, you have to earn the laughter. You have to earn the applause. You have
absolutely
to earn a standing ovation. So again, that's absolutely good to hear. That makes me excited, as again, I have yet to see the show, but I will be seeing the show. In fact, I know when I'm going to see the show. I don't know if you want to know you want to know when I'm going to see the show, or
no, I want you to.
All right,
surprise me.
All right, but I will. I know when I'm going, and
I'll pretend like you're in the audience every night.
Well, that's a good idea. But I would encourage all you out there to do it as well. If you see me at the show, say hello. I'd love to have a word or two with you. But I will be heading over to UWSP at Wausau, the Center for Civic Engagement, for one of these shows. Tonight, again, it's back to a 7:30 curtain time.
Mm-hmm.
Then two big opportunities tomorrow at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. And then you will wrap things up. The curtain will come down with a matinee performance on Sunday at 2 p.m.
That's right.
And again, the Wausau Community Theater does such a fantastic job, and we've spoken, and again, I'm going to underline it one more time, because it's important that to continue to have the level of opportunities for anybody that wants to be part of the productions, whether it's as an actor, performer, directors, or behind the scenes folks, the people that run the lighting and build the sets and everything else, they have to have the revenue. And
absolutely,
these shows are where they build the revenue. They do have some sponsors, but obviously, you know, the majority of the money that comes in are through ticket sales. And great shows like this, again, show the support for local theater, show support for the local arts, and make sure you see the show at least once. And then, as we say, always, you can always see it more than once, because we always say that when you go to live theater, it's never the same show.
Yep. Never the same show and never the same audience either.
Right. Different responses. You know, somebody may find something more humorous than others at certain points during the show as well. So again, go out there tonight or tomorrow or Sunday and hope to see you there. Mm-hmm. In terms of the weekend, I look outside. It's weird because yesterday it was a beautiful start. There was a lot of sunshine when we were on the air. And by the time I went to lunch, which is not that late, it was still in the morning, late morning, it was raining. I mean, and then later in the day, we saw a little bit of blue skies, and it started raining again. Yeah. I mean, the weather has been just amazing in terms of, you know, you blink your eyes and it changes. And we've had a lot of rain recently. We've not had the hot temperatures yet, which is really interesting because we've had so many months in a row, it felt like, where the temperatures were well above normal. We have not been quite there yet. It's going to be very, and I'm very happy about that because I do like the temperatures a little bit more moderate.
Me too.
Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we will be talking to Brittany Merlot about the weekend forecast. I would ask you what your plans for the weekend are, but you're pretty well... when you got two shows tomorrow, that kind of makes for limited opportunities to do anything else.
Thankfully, I was able to get outside yesterday and go for a walk around the neighborhood. Unfortunately, I got caught up in the heavy rain that went through and I got...
got wet, huh?
I got soaked, but... You know, honestly, it was quite refreshing, actually. It helped to cool me off a little bit.
I guess so. You look at the bright side.
Even. Two shows on Saturday, I'm going to make sure I either just I take a break and listen to some music or, like, I take a nap.
Well, coming up, we're going to find out about the weather for this weekend with Brittany Merlot. Also coming up in this hour, we're going to talk a little bit about this story from Baraboo that's kind of bubbled up. At the Baraboo High School graduation, a parent came charging onto the stage just as his daughter was receiving her diploma and was about to shake the hands of the superintendent. The superintendent happened to be black, and now a big controversy and actually some charges have been filed against this man. I want to talk about where this comes from and where it's what it shows about the politics and about where we stand as a country. We're going to do that coming up a little bit later on in this hour as well. We'll also talk a little sports because it's a big day. Mosinee High School softball team starts their journey at state. They're in a state semifinal today. We'll talk about that coming up as well. The time is 8:18. Brittany Merlot is coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes with Ian Welsh, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also failed to mention in our first segment, again, you can always join us as well by going to facebook.com and x.com. Apparently, I see a note actually on our stream that says right now we're having trouble streaming on Facebook. It is on x.com in the Bow Falls Radio page, but it's not an issue on our side. It is Facebook's fault. I'm going to point the finger there. So no stream right now on Facebook's end, but you can still catch our video stream and make comments by going to x.com and searching out Bow Falls Radio. So hopefully that Facebook end of the deal will be fixed rather quickly. But again, a beautiful start here in North Central Wisconsin at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. The temperature stands at 57 degrees, lots of sunshine. But then again, we had lots of sunshine yesterday during the show, and then by the time I went to lunch, it was raining out. You turn your head for a moment moment, and all of a sudden the weather has been changing here in central Wisconsin. But towards the weekend, what can we expect as we get to the weekend? Well, the person with all the answers is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. It's funny that you talk about yesterday because I think plenty of us got caught in some of those showers. They came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Ian was saying he went out for a walk and he got caught in a heavy bit of rain.
Yes, I did.
He got wet. We can't have Ian get wet.
No. Goodness. Yeah, I just went out to grab the mail. I got caught too. Ugh, blah. Not today, though. You guys can go anywhere you want.
I was
saying, walk as far.
I was saying it feels almost like an early fall day when I was coming into work this morning. You know, that wind is kind of blowing. It has that little coolness in the air. I love it. I know, but there's some people that really want to have that dose of summer. But it does have that little bit of a fall feel as we started off today.
That's a perfect way to describe it because, yes, in fall, we usually get these stronger winds, and they're usually pulling out of the north, out of Canada, giving us that crisp, cool air, and that's exactly what we're dealing with now. But spring is kind of like fall in the early part. It's just kind of weird to have it as we're only about 2 weeks away from actual summer start. So a little delay here in the cooler weather, but feels nice, feels crisp. Winds are still gusting out of the northwest up to 30 miles per hour today. So still a breezy one we have to battle. This is going to keep our highs to about 72, which is warmer than yesterday. Mm-hmm. We were in the low 60s yesterday. So a 10-degree massive warm-up. Woohoo! Just kidding.
Oh. It is meteorological summer because I remember when, during like 3 months ago when we went to spring, we were talking about that. So and I'm going with the meteorological calendar because being around you, I got to do that. So we are in summer. Are we going to?
It just makes more sense, right? Doesn't it?
Are we going to get a warm up anytime soon? Because it has been kind of, and again, it's very unusual. I was saying to Ian earlier in the show that, I mean, we had such a long stretch where it felt like every month was much warmer than the normal temperatures. But we haven't had that the last couple of months. Is there any sign of a turnaround, or do you expect it to stay this way as we actually get into the official calendar start of summer?
Well, right now we are looking at, for the weekend, below average temperatures. So upper 60s tomorrow, low 70s on Sunday, even some low 70s into Monday as well. Now we will start to get a spike in temperatures by midweek next week. Wednesday, Thursday, it looks like we do want to tap some upper 70s to low 80s. And of course, that does bring in the shower storm chances too. So it's like, which one do you want, right? You want the calm, cooler weather or the humid, warm, active, stormy weather? So of course, we are going to get warm midweek. And as we look at the extended outlook, about 2 weeks out, it does have us at above average temperatures compared to where we should be. So summer is around the corner. It really is. Just enjoy the cool. Have it. Because you're going to want this come July and August.
It's nice not to have to run the air conditioner all the time.
I have not turned mine on yet, and there I'm going to hold out as long as possible. We'll see.
Well, it sounds like we can, at least for a few more days. But what are the details for the weekend forecast?
Yeah, so bright and beautiful today. Nothing to worry about besides the breeze. That's it. A little bit cooler, low 70s. Now, clouds are going to be increasing tonight. And by tomorrow morning, we are going to be waking up to some light rain. So rain throughout the morning, probably starting around 6 o'clock or so, lasting till around lunch, noon to 1. That'll start to kick on out of here and end. And the sun's actually going to come out tomorrow afternoon and into the evening. So it is going to be a dry, beautiful end to the day. Just a wet start. We could have anywhere from a quarter of an inch to a half an inch of rainfall. Central Wisconsin is targeted at some of the heaviest rain tomorrow morning. Otherwise, that's it for the weekend. We stay dry, mostly sunny on Sunday, just a little cooler, but winds won't be as feisty. So Sunday's looking really, really nice. Tomorrow, just a little wet to start.
All right. Well, very good. Again, I will take these temperatures every single day of the week, 12 months a year. So going to enjoy it. One final thing. I did notice, again, gusty winds. We're seeing a lot of that as well, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And it's not going to quit. It's going to be here today. It's going to be here tomorrow. It might even linger into Monday as well. It's because the big temperature differences. You know, you have the cooler air sitting up north. It's really warming up down south. Not to mention, they've been hitting like triple digit heat off to the west too.
Yeah.
So you have all this heat around it. cold air pushing in, it's just, it creates high winds, that's for sure.
Okay, Brittany, well, thanks a lot. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll catch you again on Monday.
Sounds good. Have a great weekend.
Bye, Brittany.
Bye.
Right now in downtown Wausau, again at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, a lot of sunshine, temperature of 57 degrees. Those winds are gusting just a bit. Right now out of the west at 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 28 miles per hour. The dew point is 44, relative humidity of 62%. The barometer at 29.73 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up, we'll have an information update, news, weather, and sports. But then coming up, we got a kind of a two-pronged look at a couple of issues. And again, about, we often hear from those on the right, and in fact, this morning, the host of the program that's airing right now, one of my competitors, Meg Ellison, talks about Joe Biden's America. I'm going to talk about Joe Biden's America and Donald Trump's America, and also kind of push back a little bit on Ellison's thoughts on Joe Biden's America. But there was a story again that's sort of exploding involving a Baraboo parent, and I think that is not by accident based on what we've seen over the past decade or so. So we're going to kind of delve into that just a bit. Again, later in the program, you have another chance to win the Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. That'll be coming up after 9, and Paul Micklick will join us at 9:20 as well. Along with Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Again, news, weather, and sports straight ahead here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
The WIAA State Softball Tournament is set for this weekend, plus boys golf champs are crowned. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
Why choose the water park capital of the world for a grown-up getaway? It's all there. Entertainment is there. Nightlife is there. Shopping, spas, and wineries are there. Been there, done that? More like been there, still haven't done that, that, or that. Golf? Hey, nice swing you got there. Dining? You'll be seated right over there. Zip lining? Hang in there! See what I did there? Wisconsin Dells. See you there. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your grown-up getaway today.
Spring sports tournament season continues this week. First with the Boys Golf Championship that was held Monday and Tuesday. Wanakee claimed the Division I team crown, while Lakeland was the D2 team champion. Mineral Point grabbed the Division III team title. In the individual results, Germantown senior Cody Schmidt, Edgerton junior Caleb Kern, and Durand, Arkansas senior Logan Weisinger were the champions in the respective divisions. The softball state championships are this weekend, Thursday through Saturday at Goodman Diamond in Madison. Three-time defending state champion Carcona enters as the top seed in Division I, as the Galloping Ghosts have won 107 consecutive games overall. Other D1 qualifiers include Kenosha Bradford, Sun Prairie East, Milton, New Richmond, Watertown, Cedarburg, and Sussex Hamilton. Mosinee is the top seed in Division II, as the Indians will face off against Lake Mills in the opening round. Mishicot is unbeaten and the top seed in Division III, as defending champion Broadhead is the 2 seed. Fall Creek leads the field in Division 4 as the number 1 seed. Oakfield is the top seed in D5, with defending champion Pacelli the number 2 seed. Semifinal action for state softball on Thursday and Friday, while all 5 championship games will be held on Saturday. The boys' team tennis state tournament is also this weekend. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Just spend your time.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, I mentioned earlier that coming up in the next hour, we'll have another chance to win with the Scani Summer Text to Win contest with the Civic Media app. And just a moment ago, we had our WISSports.net minute where Travis Wilson was talking about the girls softball state tournament going on right now down in Madison at the University, Goodman Diamond. In fact, during the last couple of minutes, I pulled up the Civic Media app because one of our sister stations out of Wisconsin Rapids, WIRI, is actually covering right now a game at the state tournament down in Madison with Assumption from Wisconsin Rapids taking on Pacelli from Stevens Point. And I just pulled out the app because I thought, oh yeah, that's going on right now, and see what's happening in that game. But it shows again the power of this app. I mean, you need the app, number one, to win it with the Scani Summer coming up in the next hour. But during the course of almost every day, you can tune into what's happening right here on Bow Falls Radio, but then you can also check out what's happening with some of these other stations. All of the stations on the Civic Media Radio Network are on that app, and it's so simple. I mean, you download the app, it's a free app, and then you see all nearly 20 stations on Civic Media right there. And you click on it, you can listen to the streams, and you can text, and you can call, and you can email, and go to the websites. It's all right there. So, again, if you have not already done so, download the Civic Media app, a free app. Go to your App Store, go to your Google Play, wherever you get your apps, do it today. And we'll have an update what's going on at softball state and more sports coming up a little bit later on. But I wanted to discuss kind of a two-pronged set of news here. Because when you're in 2024, we are now in the midst and we are getting closer and closer to Election Day in November. And people have to decide what kind of country they want to live in. And this morning, as I was preparing for my show, I came across and I check out what the competition is doing. As you know, from time to time, I'll tell you what Chris Conley is writing about over at WSCU. And this morning, I actually caught, and because frankly, the writing is so poor whenever Meg Ellefson decides that she wants to put out some words, it's almost impossible to understand where she's coming from. But yesterday afternoon on the Meg Ellefson blog, it was titled Joe Biden's America. It had a picture of the Grim Reaper as the piece of artwork to lure people in.
And it lured, where this is going.
It lured me in. It lured me in, so I clicked on it. And it's so simplistic. It's basically third-grade writing from Meg Ellefson. I mean, just amazing stuff. And I shake my head every time I see she tries to put out a point here. But Ellefson says, hard-working, tax-paying American citizens cannot afford another 4 years of Joe Biden's residency in the White House and the far-leftist Democrat policies that have been wrought upon our country. This great republic will not survive, Meg Ellefson bellows to the people. A person would have to be a fool to support 4 more years of misery. Vote accordingly in November. That is it. And then she stole from obviously somebody's social media, says change in price since 2019 by food item. It goes through things like cocoa, orange juice, olive oil, sugar. And yes, prices went up. Inflation was an issue. But as we heard from Doug Jones in my discussion with the former Alabama senator yesterday, he made a good point. Yes, inflation has been a very difficult issue in this country in recent years. But it's a worldwide issue. There's no magic button that Joe Biden could push that would say every other country in the world in the aftermath of the pandemic would have to deal with inflation, but not the United States. And in fact, the United States was hurt less by inflation and other economic factors than basically any other industrialized country in the world because of the policies that were implemented by, as Meg Ellefson said, Joe Biden and the far leftist Democrat policies. And also, I find it, again, a little bit shady that Ellison, in her posting, changed in price since 2019. Meg, Joe Biden didn't become president until 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Ian, who was president in 2019? I can't remember. Who was the guy that was actually in the White House in 2019?
Let me see if I can look that up. Give me a second here.
Just give it to me. We don't have time for this. It's Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was being sarcastic because everybody knows it's Donald Trump.
I couldn't tell if that was sarcasm or not.
But Donald Trump was president in 2019. And it's so easy to cherry pick. Because, okay, you're going to vote strictly on the price of food since 2019. Okay, then, all right, you be unhappy with President Biden. But the point I want to make, and I want to kind of bring in a second story here, because, again, the title of Meg Ellison's posting was Joe Biden's America. I would put a counter, and for you folks out there, we are in the midst of an upgrade of our website at Bull Falls Radio. And then after that, I will be blogging on a daily basis.
Nice.
So maybe Megan and Chris can take my blogs and talk about it on their show like I do with theirs. But I would be blogging about Donald Trump's America, because I think some of you may have heard about this story in Baraboo. About a week ago, Baraboo High School held their graduation ceremony. And a man, during the midst of the handing out of the diplomas, where everybody was called up and they were given their diploma, and then they shake the hands of members of the school board and the superintendent of the school. It's the way it's done all the time.
Absolutely. That's how I did it.
Yep. Yeah. You shake the hands of the school board president and members of the board and the superintendent of schools as you receive your diploma.
It's a tradition.
Yeah. It is a tradition. Well, during the midst of the Baraboo High School graduation, a man came charging onto the stage and tried to get between the young lady who had just received her diploma and the superintendent of schools. Well, this man was the father of that young lady. And this man, named Matthew Eddy, is now facing a misdemeanor disorderly conduct charge after he was caught on video shoving the Baraboo High School superintendent during the graduation ceremony on May 31st.
My goodness.
And again, it was disturbing to look at. He came charging up there and was saying, you're not going to bleeping touch my daughter.
Really? He said that in the middle of the graduation ceremony?
He came charging up there, and you could see on the video the response of the young lady, the daughter. She was embarrassed. She was hurt. This guy decided he was going to come up there and just take all the attention away from the students who were graduating and put it on himself, because the reasons appear to be, again, a racist move by this guy. There are those now that are coming out and saying, well, he was just upset with the superintendent because apparently the daughter had some sort of disciplinary issue and he didn't like the way it was handled. Well, according to the criminal complaint, Matthew Eddy, the man, told the superintendent Briggs he was not going to touch his bleeping child. Briggs then told investigators he feared for his safety, as he should. This nut job is running up onto the stage. He could have had a weapon. Who knows? I mean, he said he feared for his safety and felt a level of fear and anxiety that someone else was going to come after him for the rest of the graduation. Eddie told investigators he pushed the superintendent away from his daughter because he thought Briggs treated her unfairly when she got in trouble at school. Okay, let's break this down a little bit.
Yes, please.
But this and some folks online have been researching this as well and found that this guy is a Republican who has run for office previously in his county. So, again, this is a guy that looks to be a MAGA supporter. Republican. But over the last 10 years, we've seen a guy in Donald, and I'm going back to what Meg Ellison was saying, Joe Biden's America. Mm-hmm. Well, what about Donald Trump's America? Because in the last 10 years, we have seen behavior that was seen as outside the norm be normalized because of the behavior of Donald Trump.
Exactly.
And when you see somebody in a position of leadership who shows such disregard for norms, such disregard for common decency, what do you expect? But this guy who comes up there and says, it's about me. It's not about my daughter. It's not about her classmates. It's not about the community. It's about me. And what kind of behavior, where did he learn that? From guys like Donald Trump, where Donald Trump, each and every day of his administration, and each and every day since he's been on the national stage, since he went down that escalator in 2015, has said, it's all about me. Rules do not apply to me. This guy ruined his daughter's graduation.
I feel so bad.
And if
for
this
her.
Daughter didn't want to shake the superintendent's hand, then she could have just went through the line and not shaked his hand.
Well, yeah.
This guy did not have to go charging onto the stage, cause a ruckus, completely ruin the graduation of everybody else because it's all about him. And that is Donald Trump's America, Meg Ellison. So when you talk about Joe Biden's America and have a picture of the Grim Reaper and try to say, well, you know, Joe Biden's America is this horrible.
You may want to get your facts right and double check your, sources.
Think about, again, what Donald Trump's America is and what Donald Trump's America could be for the next 4 years or even longer, because who knows? He may decide he wants to just stick around two-term limit or no two-term limit.
Yeah.
The time is 8:49. We're going to have a little sports update coming up next here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
The Wausau Business Show is going to be open for business. Here we go. We got 30 seconds, Paul. Now we only have 20. I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
And we host the Wausau Business Show on Bow Falls Radio every Saturday, 8 to 9 in the morning. This week, we have Tyler Vogt.
Tyler is the owner and operator of Malarkey's, Townies, and the new Westsider Diner and Lounge. And we also have Kyle from You Know You're From Wausau If.
Great Facebook page. And Red Lobster Tattoos. We'll see you Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bow Falls Radio.
98.9.
28. 29, 30, and we're closed.
Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media. One final note before I move to sports, talking about the issue that I was just talking about in the last segment. I am so happy to be able to respond to people like Meg Ellison, because until Civic Media came on board and gave me the opportunity to be in a microphone just down the road from WSAU, there'd be only one perspective. People would just hear from Meg Ellison and Meg Ellison's worldview when it comes to Joe Biden's America. I think it's good to have an opportunity to push back just a little bit. So very happy again as we come closer and closer to the second anniversary of Bow Falls Radio that we at least have an opportunity to say, hey, Meg, there's more to the story than what you're saying in your little blog and on your little program just down the road that's going on right now as well. So
I'm glad you're pushing back.
Hey, sports-wise, the WIAA is coming towards the end of the school year and the sports year. The spring sports are heading down the stretch with the state tournament action. You got state tournaments going on in soccer and softball, and then early next week, baseball. The state championship in lacrosse is coming up. But right now and yesterday and today, I got some area teams involved at the state softball tournament down in Madison. Yesterday, The tournament started off with a bunch of activity, including the Division One quarterfinals. The winners yesterday included number 2 seeded Kenosha Bradford defeating number 7 Cedarburg 4-0. An upset saw number 6 Watertown defeat number 3 Sun Prairie East 8-3. Number 1 Kekana shut down number 8 Hamilton 9-0, and number 4 Milton edged number 5 New Richmond 2-1. So that means the semifinals in Division 1 will be held tonight at 7 o'clock, Kenosha Bradford against Watertown, and at 9 o'clock tonight, Kekana takes on Milton, the championship game, then tomorrow at 6:30. Yesterday as well, there was action in Division 4, the semifinals, and Auburndale from the Merriwood Conference South Division saw their season come to an end. They were number 3 at the state tournament in terms of seeding, and they fell to number 2-seeded Cuba City by a score of 9-4. Also, number 1-seeded Fall Creek defeated number 4-seeded Coleman by a score of 12-0. So tomorrow morning at 10:30, the championship round in Division 4, Fall Creek will take on Cuba City. Last night, in fact, Division 5, it's interesting because they had time for one semifinal, and then they have the second semifinal early this morning. Last night in Division 5, number 1-seeded Oakfield defeated number 4-seeded Thorpe by a score of 7-3 to advance to the state final. And as I mentioned earlier, right now, a game that started at 8 o'clock this morning, a couple of teams from Central Wisconsin, number 2-seed Pacelli, number 3-seeded Assumption in the second Division 5 softball semifinal. And right now, it is all Pacelli, bottom of the third inning. Pacelli leading Assumption by a score of 6-0. Again, that game is being broadcast on our Civic Media sister station out of Wisconsin Rapids, WIRI. And if you would like to tune into that, you can pull up the Civic Media app and go to WIRI. I'm not surprised. I saw Pacelli in the sectional finals against Newman Catholic last week, and very impressive, both in terms of their ability to swing the bat and also some very good pitching as well. So right now, a big hill to climb for Assumption, trailing Pacelli 6-0 in that Division 5 semifinal. The Division 5 championship game will be at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Coming up later today, Division 2 semifinals in Mosinee. What a year it has been for the Mosinee softball team. Only one loss all season long. Mosinee, 28 wins and just one loss. Number 1 seed in the state tournament. They take on number 4 seeded Lake Mills, who are 23-4. That game this afternoon in Madison at 2:30 p.m. The second Division 3 semifinal, number 2 seeded New Berlin Eisenhower against number 3 seeded Waupun. The championship round in D2 will be played tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So good luck to Mosinee as they hit the field today at 2:30. Division 3 has their semifinals later this morning at 10 a.m. Number 1 seed Mishicot against number 4 Laconia. And then at noon, number 2 Broadhead against number 3 Prescott, with the winners meeting tomorrow in the championship round. Last night, girls soccer sectional semifinal and a thriller over at DC Everest. The Evergreens edged Hudson 6-5. The game was actually tied 5-5, went to a shootout, and the Evergreens won the shootout 3-0. So DC Everest in girls soccer now one win away from a trip to the state tournament. And tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, a game that will be played in Wisconsin Rapids, DC Everest will take on Kimberly with a trip to state on the line. So good luck to the DC Everest girls soccer team in their sectional championship round game tomorrow. We'll talk more about sports in terms of how the Brewers are doing, a little bit of a struggle this week, and a whole bunch more. Paul Mickleg will join us at 9:20 this morning as well. And again, coming up after our information update at the top of the hour, you'll have another chance to win with the Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win Contest. When we come back for hour number 2 of the show, I will give you the keyword, and it's real simple. Take that keyword, open up the Civic Media app, go to Bull Falls Radio, and then text that one word, real simple. And again, if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app, real easy. It is free. Just go to your Apple App Store, go to your Google Play, wherever you get your apps. Search Civic Media, download it, and then you have all the Civic Media stations at the touch of a button. The fifth one down is Bull Falls Radio. Click on that, and then click on text. And when I give you that keyword, send it in, and you'll have a chance to win the daily prize, which is a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack, I should say the hourly prize. Every hour, seven times a day, we have a winner of a Wisconsin Dells summer prize pack. Then the daily winner, Milwaukee Brewers club level seats. And then finally the grand prize, your choice of a unique summer staycation getaway, including the Fort Atkinson College on the Lake, Lake Geneva stay at the Harbor Shores, Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. So we'll have more on that coming up in hour number two. The time is 8:58 with Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.